Good evening, this is Bill Satterly welcoming you to the Nice Feeling of Jazz. I co-host this show with Kent Lindquist. We're going to bring you 2 hours of some pretty good mainstream jazz. I'm going to kick off the show with my favorite clarinet player, Jimmy Giuffre, although on this particular tune he plays clarinet, tenor sax, and baritone. The name of the tune is I Only Have Eyes for You, featuring Jack Shelton on trumpet, Giuffre, as I've mentioned, Russ Freeman on piano, Curtis Counts bass, Shelly Mann drums. It was recorded in Los Angeles in February of 54. I Only Have Eyes for You.
Thank you.
Multi-talented Jimmy Jufried playing I Only Have Eyes for You.
Bill, I'm going to devote my portion of the show to the records cut by tenor sax man Dexter Gordon on the Blue Note label in the early 60s. Of course, Dexter was one of the pioneers of bop tenor sax that came up in the mid-40s and played one of the leading lights in the tenor sax down through the 70s and the early 80s until his untimely death. He spent most of his early 60s in Europe, and his home base was usually the Montmartre Club in Copenhagen or the Blue Note Club in Paris. He traveled all around Europe, but they'd come back to New York City every few months and cut an LP for Blue Note Records. So I'm going to do some of those records. And the first one I'm going to do is an album called Doing All Right, which was cut on Blue Note in May of 61. It includes Indianapolis' own Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Horace Parlin on piano, and we're going to lead off with a Stein Kahn composition called It's You or No One. Thank you. Dexter Gordon on tenor sax from his album Doing All Right, and that was a great Steinkahn standard, It's You or No One. You also heard Freddie Hubbard there on trumpet and Horace Parlin on piano.
I'm going to play something by the Oscar Peterson Trio, but in this particular cut, they're backed up by the Russell Garcia Big Band from a CD entitled The Oscar Peterson Trio Bursting Out with the All-Star Big Band. The name of the tune is Close Your Eyes. Thank you. Great version of Close Your Eyes. We hope you did close your eyes and dream of good things, which are going to follow in just a second.
We're going to continue our salute to Dexter Gordon, the great tenor sax man, and his recordings on Blue Note Records in the early 60s. Now I'm going to turn to an album called Dexter Calling. And he's ably assisted by Kenny Drew on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums. And this is a Dexter Gordon composition called Landslide. All right, my man Dexter Gordon on tenor sax. Doesn't get much better than that. We want to hear some straight-ahead tenor bop. That was from Dexter's album called Dexter Calling, cut on the Blue Note label back in May of 61. Dexter making one of his semi-annual trips back to New York City from Europe to record for the Blue Note label, and that included Kenny Drew on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums.
I want to play a couple of sax players that are pretty good in their own right, Frank West and Frank Foster, on tenor and alto or soprano sax, Kenny Barron on piano, Rufus Reed on bass, and Marvin Smitty Smith on drums doing a tune entitled Heat of Winter. Thank you. West, Frank Foster doing The Heat of Winter.
Well, Dexter was not only a great straight-ahead bop tenor saxman, but he also was a lovely player of ballads, and this is a good old good one called I Guess I'll Hang My Tears Out to Dry by Sammy Kahn and Jules Stein. And on this particular album, which was called Go on the Blue Note label, cut in August of 62, we got Sonny Clark on piano, Butch Ward on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. Let's listen to I Guess I'll Have to Hang My Tears Out to Dry.
Thank you.
It was Dexter Gordon. He could really caress a ballad. Beautiful tenor sax work on a Jules Stein semi-con composition that isn't played nearly enough in my estimation. I guess I'll hang my tears out to dry. I love that title. And Sonny Clark on piano, Butch Warren on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums.
I'm kind of partial to ballads, but I'm not going to play one. I'm going to pick up the pace a bit. The Thad Jones Mellowist Band doing the Groove Merchant.
Thank you.
That was the Groove Merchant, obviously live, featuring a Thad Jones, Mel Lewis big band.
Let's turn now to a Dexter Gordon album, which is appropriately titled Our Man in Paris, because Dexter was working around the Paris area when this was cut for Blue Note in May of 63, and he teamed up with a couple of other expatriates from the States, Kenny Clark on drums, Bud Powell on piano, and a Frenchman on bass, Pierre Michelot. They had a trio called the Three Bosses, and so when Dexter recorded his album, he just decided to use that working rhythm section on his album. And this is a Gershwin item called Our Love Is Here to Stay. Thank you. Dexter Gordon on tenor sax from his Blue Note album called Our Man in Paris, and he was backed up by a rhythm section that was a working group called the Three Bosses, which was comprised of Bud Powell on piano, Kenny Clarke on drums, and Pierre Michelot on bass.
I want to finish out the first hour of the Feeling of Jazz with a Red Holloway and Company tune. They're going to play a Gershwin tune, But Not For Me, featuring Red on tenor, Cedar Walton piano, Richard Reed on bass, and Jimmy Smith on drums.